Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome, everyone. I am so thrilled to be joined by my next guest, Myesha Cannon, the dynamic founder of the Collab Lab, Inc. She's a trailblazer in the recruiting industry, and her enthusiasm for learning and sharing knowledge is nothing short of infectious. Myesha has delivered powerful presentations at some of the most prestigious conferences in her field. She has captivated audience at SourceCon 7 times, Recruiters Network 6 times, and GEM Summit 2 times. As an industry leader, her expertise has been displayed in publications such as Recruiting Daily, Recruiting Brain Food, and SourceCon. Myesha's innovative approach to sourcing has not gone unnoticed. She has been honored as a finalist in the SourceCon Grandmaster Challenge and as the third place winner in the World's Greatest Sourcer Competition. In her current role, Myesha designs transformative learning and development programs that enable talent teams to source with greater precision and less stress. 3 things Myesha's great at: listening, learning, and laughing loudly. And she also has 2 impact projects that we just can't get enough of: tracing her roots and designing journals for Black girls. Please help me welcome Myesha to our podcast today. Myesha, welcome.
Thank you, Kirsten. Great job on the bio. That was a mouthful.
I loved it. I couldn't stop like saying all these things about you. They're awesome. So if you wouldn't mind, in case I missed anything, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure thing. Well, you covered it well. You covered it all, but I am Myesha. Myesha means life in Swahili. And I am from Los Angeles, California, living here in Vancouver, British Columbia now. And like you said, I'm the founder of the Collab Lab, which I started after 20 plus years in corporate America. So learning all the things while I'm unlearning all the things. That's where I am right now.
I love that. Learning all the things while unlearning all the things. Mm-hmm. So we have you here to, again, help us to recap what was a phenomenal talent acquisition week. You were on the panel that closed out day 5. That was Talent Acquisition Data Analytics Day. For those who are not familiar, what is data analytics and how are TA teams using it?
Yes, so data analytics is really just this field that allows us to examine data sets and then draw conclusions and insights. So it's really exciting to me because having been in recruiting since the 1900s, I didn't always have data at my fingertips, right? When we were receiving resumes via fax, right? We didn't have to count how many came in through a certain channel. So it's really exciting to be able to now, with tools like GEM, track the source of hire and track the time and stage that people are spending. And so that's pretty much how TA professionals use it to measure those recruitment patterns, candidate behaviors, and then to optimize their hiring processes.
It wasn't until you said it that it dawned on me that I too am from the 1900s of recruiting. Now that we are in the 2020s of recruiting, yes, it amazes me that some TA teams are still at a point where they're only gathering and reporting metrics such as time to fill and source to hire, or source of hire, I should say. What analytics better position and demonstrate the value of TA?
That's such a good question. And I don't know that I have the answer, though I have some thoughts on it. When you talk about the value of TA, I think about what John Vlasalika talks about on the social talent platform when he talks about becoming a talent advisor, right? So it's kind of elevating our role from order taker, which we can serve as a recruiter, right? We go into an intake meeting, AKA a strategy session, and we take down all of the must-haves from the hiring manager, and then we go out. There's this expectation that we'll bring back exactly what was ordered. But I think as we develop our roles much more broadly to the value of TA, we'll come away from some of those like time to fills metrics. Maybe source of hire will stay, but maybe we'll go into the outreach activity. You know, like what was the quality of our outreach? What were our response rates? Even at the top of funnel, when people are still saying no, right? Did we still connect with people as ambassadors for the brand? What are the conversion rates from stage to stage? And then taking some of that spotlight off of the recruiting team that's killing it often, and then saying, well, where does the breakdown happen? Isn't that usually around the hiring manager interview stage? So now let's focus on those metrics deeper in the funnel, right? That hiring manager conversion rate. And as the panel of interviewees starts looking at candidates, does that align with what we heard early in the recruitment at that intake or kickoff stage? So I think if we get more critical about what we've been doing, which is the same way hiring's been done since I started back in the day, if we get critical about that and kind of take a step back, we'll probably come up with, you know, 10x more types of metrics that are more meaningful, that are worth measuring.
Thank you. That was an excellent response. Appreciate it. What would you say are your go-to TA data analytics tools and techniques?
Well, now that GPT has become my bestie, I'm thinking of different ways to even measure, but you know, some traditional tools that you'll use will be embedded in your applicant tracking system. So the last ATS I used that I was happy to use was Greenhouse. I won't mention the last one that I used begrudgingly, but Greenhouse, Lever, they have great analytics just built in. That reporting you can pull from your applicant tracking system. Jim CRM is great. Other tools like Jim would be like Beamery, where you can see that candidate relationship management that happens before the prospect becomes an applicant. So those tools are great. And then there are a lot of like one-off tools, depending on how flexible your IT team is, that you can start dibbling and dabbling in as a recruiter, or if you're independent, you know, to just measure, you know, your response rates, the quality of your messaging. You know, I get data even from tools like a Hemingway editor, right? It's not numbers, but I'm getting data on my outreach. Am I speaking too much in passive voice, or how can I make this more lively? There's some tone tools that you can use, like a Textio. There's some free versions of like that tone analyzer to make sure that your messaging isn't too masculine, you know, and that it's not using language that would be exclusive. So I think we can integrate that the data within our TA stack at multiple points in the process. Just depends on how much time you got, right, while you're trying to make those numbers.
Thank you so much. And I hope everyone who's listening has taken the time to write down all of those tools that she mentioned, because she did mention some great ones and some that I am quite familiar with and some that I know some amazing TA professionals who work at the companies that she mentioned the tools. So take a look at them, try them out. And then of course, our favorite ChatGPT. If you don't follow Maisha, please make sure that you do go to her LinkedIn, follow her, because she gives a great deal of assistance with utilizing ChatGPT for recruiting. As I mentioned at the top of this episode, you presented at some of the most prestigious TA conferences. In your opinion, what differentiates Talent Acquisition Week from other talent acquisition conferences?
Such a good question. I think Kara at TA Week just did a brilliant job of just the curation. I was just impressed at not only the breadth of topics that were covered, but also the depth that we were able to go into with that thematic day kind of feel, right? So you can dive deep into social recruiting one day, dive deep into sourcing the next. So it felt much more, you know, just much more intentional, I think, than a lot of conferences that try to give you a little bit of everything and crammed into a day or two. So with 5 days, even though it was virtual, we all had time to kind of sit with the content, let it breathe. And though it felt overwhelming, as you know, you and I were both in the chat seeing people kind of feel like information overload, but you know, we still had time to step away. The recordings were available immediately. It was just like very well put together and you know, curated and made with love. So shouts out to the TA Week team.
What was your favorite part and or day of the most recent talent acquisition week?
I think so. There were two moments that stand out. One was Sunday night when I was top three in the leaderboard. That was quickly wiped away by Monday morning. But I was spending the weekend getting connected. It was a really cool platform, I think, called Hubalo. So you could earn points for engaging with people, connecting, sending messages. So I was all over that. And then woke up Monday morning. And I think I was like number 10. But being in the top three before a conference, that was a really great way to kind of infuse that energy into the virtual event. And then the other highlight involved you, Kirsten. So this was like your, I think this was the day you hosted. We ended up in a networking table together and we played a fun trivia game. I think it was on Kahoot, the platform. But yeah, that was just really fun, even though it was virtual, you know, just connecting with TA peers across industries, being, you know, competitive with each other in the chat, and then celebrating Kirsten, who ended up winning trivia that day.
You all can't see, but I am dancing.
Ha.
I wasn't going to toot my own horn, but yes, there is a rumor that I won cahoots on day three, the
Yes.
second time. Second time.
Yes.
So, wow, you have dropped so many jewels in such a short amount of time. I can't believe we're at the last question already. Where can we go to learn more about you and the Collab Lab Inc.?
Yes, it's a tongue twister, isn't it? I know, I didn't think about that when I was being creative using mnemonic devices to come up with a name for a company in December. You can visit the website at trycollablab.com. And if you're looking for a course just as an individual learner, you'll find me there on LinkedIn, at maishac.com. You can go right in my LinkedIn with my first name, last initial. And yeah, I'm always sharing content on my LinkedIn around recruiting, sourcing, and technology. So if you're interested in that kind of intersection, would love to learn from you and share with you.
Thank you so much, Maisha. You are an extraordinary guest. You gave us so much important information and insights for the talent acquisition professional or HR professional in general.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.